T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Take it away, Tanny.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Oh, here we go.
Afternoons on the Score.
I'm tired of hearing comments like, okay, boomer, anytime I salute a band that was important during the most important era of rock and roll.
Sure.
That's the sweet spot. I grow tired of,
okay, boomer, 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 okay.
Sure.
Okay, boomer. Okay.
Sure.
Okay, boomer. Okay.
Relevant, you, some might say.
Yeah, okay. Well, what does that mean? I'm sorry you missed out on rock and roll. That's not my fault.
What do you mean?
I mean, if it's a reference to older guy music.
No, no.
I grow tired of,
okay, boomer. Okay, boomer. Okay, boomer. Okay, boomer.
What does that mean?
Relevant, some might say. Some might say. Some might say.
Okay.
Sure. Some might say.
Sure.
Some might say.
Sure.
Some might say.
Sure.
Okay, boomer. What does that mean?
Were you surprised by the amount of music? And I'm a huge Eminem fan, so seeing him do that was really cool for me.
Yeah.
But,
oof.
Yeah, I figure you weren't a fan.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Pull your pants up.
Pull your pants up?
Pull your pants up.
Okay, yeah. Grandpa.
Okay, yeah. Grandpa. Okay, yeah. Grandpa. Okay, yeah. Grandpa.
Pull your pants up.
Okay, Grandpa. Okay, yeah. Grandpa. Okay, yeah. Grandpa. Okay, yeah. Grandpa.
Okay, boomer, 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 okay.
What's the techno cheese underneath us right now, Tanny?
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
The McNeil and Parkins Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Okay, Tanny, that was outstanding. Well done, sir.
Yeah, it was painful, but it was delightful at the same time.
Yeah, that's well done.
In a weird way, I'm glad it's been revisited. Something that we were discussing the day after the Super Bowl a while ago, and that was the halftime show, about the pants falling off of the talent at the half. That's you said, okay, grandpa. That's not a grandpa thing.
It was the Oscars, not the Super Bowl. It was after the Oscars when Eminem performed at the Academy Awards.
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, not the Super Bowl.
The
FCC complaints were about J-Lo
right.
and Shakira not
that's
being
right.
totally covered up.
I promise you, when I was 21 years old, if a buddy would have come over to the house and we were going to go hang out somewhere and he had his pants falling off of his ass, I'd have knocked his cap off his head and said, what's the matter with you? What are you doing? What are you looking like that for? It's not about age. No, it's not about age. I know guys your age and younger who think that is a hideous look.
Well, yes, obviously, but that it's also
it's not an age thing.
But there's not absolutes on how to dress or culture or right. Like back in the day, tie dye, right, or long hair as an act of protest. There were things that signified an era. So for maybe like hip hop culture, baggy pants, flat bill, things like that on your hat. You would say, curve that bill on your hat.
No, I don't say that. You draw the line at your Hershey squirt stained underwear. Staring at me when I'm at the mall trying to buy something, okay?
That's when it's too far.
That's when it's too far.
Okay.
Yes. I don't want to see your damn underwear.
Well.
Yes.
Well, okay,
not
boomer.
About age. Yeah. Okay, boomer. Okay, boomer. Boomer.
Yeah.
Okay, boomer.
Boom,
out go the lights.
Yeah, man, Boomer Esiason, by the way, how much do you think he deals with it? The okay, boomer. He must get it all day, every day.
Yeah,
his life. And he did it in that Super Bowl commercial. But I mean, come on. Like that.
Yeah.
I would imagine he would be tired of it way before you would get tired of it with the OK Boomer thing.
Yeah.
But it's good to have the whole team back. Shep is back. So we have to reset the counter. Right, for the entire...
Yeah, put it on your sheet today. It's back to one as a foursome.
I saw it. The McNeilan Parkins mob is back to one.
Do we get bonus points because we're a five-pack, all expected to be in full assemblage for four fun-filled days next week? Does that count for anything extra?
Extra credit?
Yes, can we get extra credit for Spiegel being part of the mix?
God, that's a good question. I would say no. Okay. If any of us miss a show in Arizona, though, it should count extra against us. Someone's too hungover to work.
Yeah.
Boy, that would be a hangover, man, if you can't work at 2 o'clock. That would be a hangover.
Hey, Mac,
of
epic. It's only 1 o'clock Arizona time.
That's very true.
That's
very true.
I wasn't sure that Connor was going to make it today when he was driving the show with Cole Wright after Bernstein's poker event last night for Camp One Step.
Oh, was he altitude?
Wait, Connor again?
Yeah, Connor doesn't have the highest tolerance. You tell. Oh, no, he was great. He was fine. He was happy, Connor. He was happy. But, you know.
He's a very pleasant drunk.
Very pleasant drunk. But, no, they had the.
Do you watch through it and it washes over you?
They were having they had adult mac and cheese. You would have loved it, Mac. They had, the mac was Macallan. They had like high end scotch, and then the cheese was different. Like pairings of cheese with the scotches, like all diced up and cut up to perfection. Three different cheeses, three different scotches, and they were explaining why the pairings all worked for you.
So a scotch pairing with cheese.
It was awesome.
I've not heard of that before. Is that a thing? Usually you pair cheese with wine.
That's right, exactly. I had never experienced it either.
Yeah, taking it up a level with the Macallan.
Yeah, they had the Estate Macallan too, which goes for $375 a bottle.
Like,
it was a high end event.
Wow.
I really, really enjoyed myself. But Connor, he wasn't playing, and so he got there before me, and so I think he went through the scotch tasting line a couple of times last night. Like when I got knocked out of the tournament, he's like, Parkins, you want to go taste the scotch? Then I can show you the Macallan table. I was like, yeah, man, I'm in. Let's go.
Not always indicative of one's tolerance level, but he is a very thin guy, as you are. You guys are very, very slender. So I
angular,
would think, yes.
He's going to fall over.
Well, the THC tolerance level?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the funniest things I've ever heard. In a business full of stupidity, that's great. Tall, angular guys are subject to having blackouts when smoking weed.
Okay, buddy.
Whoa.
Whatever you say.
Whoa.
Top of the hour on the score, brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for their regular season finale against Penn State March 7th. Tickets on sale at nusports.com. The hour also brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their new website, 56david.com. That's 56david.com. Team Hochberg is one of the sponsors that's sending us to Scorehouse.
Happy to have Team Hochberg on board as always, and Scorehouse was a great treat. We hope to get your mind, you know, as Olin and Hub did successfully for me today, just in the winter, you know, yeah, some of what we do is self-indulgent out there. I understand that. But just, you know, try and suspend disbelief. Think about if you were along for the ride with us. We'll take you to all the things we do out there. We're going to talk a ton of baseball and get the people you want to hear from both camps. We'll be in Sox Camp Tuesday in addition to all the shows at Sloan Park. But we're just going to have some fun. So just... a lot of you really liked it last year, but we get the dissenters, you arrogant SOBs talking about your golf. Do you have friends? Do you have friends you golf with? Do you have fun when you go out and do things with your friends? Be our friend and live vicariously through our travel next week for a few days, if you don't mind.
And we're going to hopefully bring you a lot of good baseball content. Uh-huh. And we're going to Sox this year, which is going to be nice.
I just mentioned both of those things.
Yeah!
I just mentioned both of those things.
Good to be back.
Things.
Yeah!
Feel at home.
We're right in line. What do you mean both of those things?
I mentioned baseball content, and we would be in Sox Camp Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I just said it.
All right, so that's
I just said it.
So
awesome.
So that's two strikes against me early.
The day after I say Parkins never does it because he's got great listening skills.
I know.
I complimented you as an interviewer yesterday listening skills. And it's 13 minutes after 2 o'clock, and you didn't hear something I said, and you repeat it 15 seconds later.
All right, I got two strikes. If I make a third strike, I strike out on the show today. I'll have to go home early. But no,
I like your cardigan today. That's very fashionable.
Oh, thank you.
That's nice. It's a good look on you.
I actually, you know that orange shirt that you like, the T-shirt?
I
was wearing that, but then Owen peed on me today. So I had to change shirts before I came into work. Say it. It's true love.
Thank you for changing shirts.
No problem. Yeah, I didn't.
How many times has he christened you? Half a dozen by now?
It's been a few. He more, it's like downstream. So like sometimes when he starts doing it, when you're changing him, you like worry, okay, you're urinating on your chest. Like, hope it doesn't get onto your face.
How's the trajectory at 42 days?
He's got a pretty good, stream.
Yeah.
I'm pretty proud of him.
Nice.
To be perfectly honest with you. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's a tremendous amount of pride.
Is he packing?
He's in trouble in that department.
It's like Jay and 40-year-old virgin when they're looking at the ultrasound pictures. Look at him, man. That's a 28 weeks. My son's packing.
Right. Well, no, it's actually funny you mentioned that because we had another pediatrician appointment today. You have to have them more frequently when they are preterm and premature babies, and to try to get them, they're on a graph and a chart, you know, compared to premature babies and then compared to full-term babies. So they'll measure, you know, the length of the baby, the weight of the baby, and these different things, and they'll show you where they are supposed to be if they would have been, you know, in gestation or whatever for 40 weeks. The only place right now where Owen is on the chart for if he would have been a full-term baby is head circumference. And he's in the 90th percentile for head size of premature babies.
You sure he's not Jay Zawoski's?
My friends always made fun of how big and oddly shaped my head was. My mom was in labor for 48 hours and then needed a C-section because my head was too big at labor. So I'm like, that's my boy! The big-headed baby. So, yeah, I'm real proud of him.
Disproportionate, maybe a smidge. I wouldn't say big-headed, just a...
I appreciate that.
A tick disproportionate to neck.
Yeah.
Maybe a... It's not...
I got
not
the head
abnormal.
Of a guy who should have wider shoulders than I have.
Yeah,
I think.
Maybe
I think.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Seven
I
and a half
on that.
Hat
get
size.
In the gym.
I got a lot of time these days. This is what I'm gonna. No, I know. I need to do a lot of things, Mac. I got a cardiovascular exercise is higher up on my list of priorities than.
Yeah. Do you have anything at the condo? Do you have any equipment?
No.
You don't have
I got to get something. We're talking about getting a bike.
Yeah, get a bike, get a treadmill, get a stair stepper, do something.
I know, I'm talking about it. You know, it's been a New Year's resolution to get in better cardiovascular shape since 2014.
You're on your way. You know what? It's 10 months left in the year.
That's true.
When we see each other next, it'll be March. Oh, I love March. March is a horrible weather month, typically, but...
not if you're in Arizona.
No, not if you're in Arizona, which I am almost every March, but it's like end of the tunnel time. Every year when we, you know, you get to that third month on the calendar, it won't be long. There is a glimmer of hope because, you know, from Thanksgiving on, you know, you're an indoor cat. Almost exclusively, and I hate being indoors.
It's going to be great, and I mean, you got your bad wing over there, so you'll be delayed a little bit, I'm sure, into your summer activities. But you'll be casting by what, May, June?
Hopefully May. Yeah.
May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cast left-handed, so that's good because the shoulder surgery was on the right wing. But yeah,
so you'll get back up and running in no time. We got it. We had a piece of news. Can we call this news? Can we call Austin Hooper and Bears rumored interest news? Or is this
a report?
It's a report.
Scuttlebutt.
Scuttlebutt.
Go with it as breaking scuttlebutt.
Okay, because
you got city hands, Mr. Hooper. You've been counting money all your life.
This would be a move that would excite Bears fans. Yes,
it should.
A playmaking tight end that you know.
Fantasy football players will know the name, and he's a real good name in fantasy football. I don't suspect casual fans know much about Austin Hooper, number 81 of the Atlanta Falcons, but those of us who play fantasy, he's been one of the best tight ends for the last 3 years. You might recall him crushing the Bears early in the season 2 years ago.
I would think that he'd be pretty expensive. Now, they can afford it. Cap keeps going up. They got rid of Taylor Gabriel. They got rid of Prince Amukamara. There's probably going to be an extension or two, I would imagine, before the season. There are other ways that they can trim salary cap. Like, the cap can always be fluid. Guys can restructure and take a bonus to move it around, right? So they can't afford it, But I would imagine Austin Hooper is going to get paid this year, given how prevalent tight end usage is becoming in the NFL.
No question. You just look at the Super Bowl, where some people were saying it was the best tight end matchup in Super Bowl history. And I don't know if there's a place where you can go to find rankings on Super Bowl tight end matchups. But, yeah, Kelce and Kittle, just monsters. And this guy, along with the cat in Baltimore, Mark Andrews, right up there. He'll be in his fifth year this year. Last year, he was targeted 97 times. 97 targets for Hooper. 75 catches, an average 787 yards, 10.5 yards per catch, and 6 touchdowns. Then they don't have drops here, but started 13 games last year.
A big part of it is also just the target number that you said. So much of tight end production is just based on, hey, does the offense actually make a concerted effort to get him the ball? Like, I'm not convinced that Mark Andrews is some elite-level tight end, but when you watch the Ravens play, Lamar Jackson throw, it's not deep to Hollywood Brown, he's just throwing to his three tight ends. Right. Like, he just peppers those tight ends over the middle of the field.
And what all of these guys do is run after the catch, too. They're really good athletes. That's what being the U tight end is all about.
Oh, here the U tight end.
21st century football terminology. You know, the U tight end is a little bit more athletic. He's kind of a tight end, and he's kind of a wide receiver. He's a little bit of a hybrid.
Demetrius Harris got signed when I was away, too. It's another Matt Nagy bringing in guy. As he knows.
He was on Bears All Access last night with Tom Thayer, Jim Miller, and Jeff Joniak. Yeah, sounds like he's very happy to be a part of the mix. He's a basketball player.
A former basketball player, but not a traditional tight end basketball player.
Yes, no college football in his background. He was a basketball player exclusively at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, I do believe.
Yeah, and he's had some injury issues, but a great athlete, and he was always the guy that... you know, training camp heroes like Tariq Cohen, the first time people saw him in training, they're like, oh my God. So, well, yeah, he's a little guy and he can cut and all that sort of thing. So he looks really good in training camp. Demetrius Harris in Chiefs training camp, he was always the guy that's like, whew.
Yeah.
He looked real good in shorts.
Looks good getting off the bus.
That guy should be awesome. Let's see if he's going to produce this year. Like, he's been a training camp hero a couple of times.
Did he do it in games too? Because Cohen did it in games. Cohen actually splashed big time in his rookie first August.
I'll be totally honest. I don't remember if Demetrius Harris put up big preseason numbers, but I just know athletically.
On the practice field.
Yeah, it's
I had
that,
those guys.
That's the guy. I would say when I was covering the Chiefs, it was him and the guy named, you remember Dexter McCluster?
Oh, sure. Yes.
Yeah, Dexter.
Number 34, I think.
22, okay, Dexter McCluster.
Right. You're way off.
Yeah, Niall Davis was 34, who you might be remembering on the same team. But yeah, it was like, that it was the same thing as Tariq Cohen. Like that guy, when you can't tackle him, he actually looks really good out there.
Every football fan who goes to training camp finds a guy,
too. Of course.
We were in Platteville with William Peterson, the star of CSI, the creator of CSI, and he and I are standing watching Bears practice, and he had a guy he would call the show every couple weeks to complain because he wasn't getting any playing time. How come this guy never dressed? I can't even remember the boob's name. Some wide receiver. Receiver that Grissom fell in love with in Platteville.
Text lines.
Oh, man, that's good.
The text zone brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Text them in. Text in your favorite training camp that guy, because everybody has one or two or three or four that you fall in love with, and then they never amount to anything.
A cat named Rico Mack was mine, a linebacker the Bears had mid-90s. Rico Mack. And Dave McGinnis, later an NFL head coach with Arizona, loved him, too. He was a Bears coordinator or linebackers coach at the time. He wound up having a decent career with the Steelers as a special teams player. But Rico Mack did not ascend to the amazing levels to which
there's the obvious Vontae Mack parallel, but Rico Mack sounds like the bad dude like in your favorite football movie on the other team, you know.
Yeah, also there's like a create a player name in Madden or something. Like that guy's the middle linebacker that's just gonna like lead the league in tackles in your simulation.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Vontae's number 7 paycheck. That's the difference between me and my nephews. They like to tumble. I don't like to tumble, especially when you're talking tumbling 13 picks.
Yuck.
I love that.
I think it's been exactly one show since a draft day reference on this show.
I'm so predictable.
No,
I know.
It's fine.
I got to get it out of my head.
It had been
it is draft day.
At least a week or two. Hey, we're coming up. up on the anniversary of Patrick Sainsbury.
Yes, we are.
Joining the show.
The anniversary.
Happy. We'll have to celebrate it. It's McNeil and Parkins on the Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
McNeil and Parkins flashback. Spark it up. That's Parkins' plan. Connor's gonna get hammered again. Shep just kicks back and flashes that grin. Take it easy.
Turned out to be prescient, didn't it?
It really did. I forgot all about that song. God.
Connor's going to get hammered again?
Yeah.
I didn't think face would meet pavement, but...
Hey, you know, Connor was the legend of Scorehouse 1. He won the week.
Yeah.
He might not have felt like a winner, but he was in my book. Bottom of the hour on the Score, brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats return to Wrigley Field November 7th. We got Wisconsin. Guarantee a ticket to this matchup with the purchase of season tickets. Buy now at nusports.com. I was talking, Mitch was like, is there pressure? We got to outdo Scorehouse 1 with Scorehouse 2. And I'm like, nah, just it's all going to be good.
He said the same to me earlier, and I made a suggestion, and he very quickly vetoed it by the same thing I told you about last year, a little live entertainment poolside.
Nobody
going along with that.
Well,
it's not illegal.
It's not illegal. The upside in the corporate environment might be low.
Who's going to have to know anything about it? It's not like we're going to put that on the stream, just a little entertainment for the fellas. Yes, we're going to have a bunch of men wearing banana hammocks.
It's possible. All I'm saying is that I think he's talking about, like, are we going to outdo ourselves with content from last year? I'm like, I don't know. We've got people there that all like each other. It's a good group.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
We've added Shane to the mix.
Yes, we have people who like each other, the midday show and our show.
Right. So I'm saying it's going to be really good. We got you, me, Speegs, Jay,
yeah.
Shep, Dan,
yes.
Connor.
Right.
I mean, what a crew. How could we mess this up? This is going to be
Gurch, Marty. You know it's a big deal when Marty's coming.
Marty's coming along for the ride, yeah.
Marty, the second video guy, because one video guy
not
for
enough.
Scorehouse is not enough. Actually, that's good. Maybe Gurch will be able to participate in more things if there are two video people. We were all just...
Gurch, you can eat dinner this year instead of filming everyone else.
We were all just hammered around him all the time, and then he'd have to be sober and then
yeah.
go edit those videos, and he was just
yeah.
chain-smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, he was. He was smoking anything that wasn't tied down, I think.
Yeah, he just very badly wanted to be able to participate in
yeah.
everything.
I've given my little brother the heads up on our Sunday late afternoon arrival. Yes.
Oh, perfect. Are we going to be good there?
We should be.
All right,
yes.
Well, then I don't need to...
No.
Deal with
air
traffic.
I wouldn't do it anyway, but you and I have different opinions on that. So
well,
I'm a little bit more conservative than you are about that sort of thing.
I, I would never bring
Grandpa
the stuff that smells, but a cartridge, it's not a problem.
No, probably not, but technically illegal. Yes? Yes.
Technically illegal.
Yeah, I haven't traveled with guns since 9/11. Let me rephrase that. No, there was once afterward, and I had a panic attack on the return flight and threw it in the garbage in Austin.
You had a panic attack because you had it on you?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
It was like the only time I've done it after 9/11, about a year after 9/11. I went with some buddies, one guy in our fantasy league, HBK, and we went to Austin to see UT play Oklahoma State. Josh Fields quarterbacked the Cowboys that day. Yeah, Cedric Benson in the backfield for Texas.
It's good to have you back, Jeff.
And I don't know why I took what I took, because it was somewhat substantial, and I get ready to go through security, and I said, my heart started pounding. I said, no, there is no way it is worth getting caught with, you know, four or five joints worth of, you know, how many grams?
No, definitely not. I'm just saying, in today's day and age, there have been plenty of articles written about this since legalization. If they found something, you're throwing it out when it's possession. Yeah. They're not interested in, you know what I mean? So I'm just saying. I'm not recommending it. I'm not saying anyone should do it. I'm just saying you can Google these sort of things.
And the texters, you don't have to keep coming. TSA doesn't give a crap. Yeah. I know that, but it's still I
get it.
I'm conservative in that regard.
All right, I understand. That's good. Wait, abide by the law.
Yes.
That's good. I'll still be a habitual line stepper.
The law.
I thought you were maybe bastardizing a TED line when you were referencing weed in 9/11.
Oh, yeah. I got to get stoned. It's 9/11. He's known as pot dealer since 9/11. I said, oh, man, it's 9/11. We're going to get high. Yeah, Ted. Teddy bears just don't have the same human reaction to tragedies like that. No, darkest day in American history.
I guess they don't.
Teddy bears, yeah.
But we can laugh about that line now,
yes,
I suppose.
I do. I'm waiting for Ted 3, man.
Is Seth MacFarlane coming on anytime soon so we can cast Ted 3 for him?
Let me just text him real fast.
All right.
Not anytime soon.
Not anytime soon. Okay. Shep did look up, though, that Demetrius Harris in 21 preseason games has 15 catches and 3 touchdowns, averaging 9.8 yards per reception. I know everyone was waiting on that. The segment brought to you by Subway. Subway restaurants feature a different 6-inch sub for $3.79 every day. Great food at a great price at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Text arriving from David Haw. He likes everybody. Thank you, David, and I like you too.
We like everybody.
I like you
too. I'm just saying, like,
my fellow Cardinal.
That wasn't exclusive in any way. That's not what I was saying. I am just merely saying that everybody in the house likes each other, so it's not going to be a problem for content. I'm not saying the people that are not in the house do not like us or we do not like them. I'm just saying that there's nothing to worry about with Scorehouse. There's not going to be fights. There's not going to be animosity. It's going to be a good time.
If there were going to be a fight, let's handicap it. Who would be...
Shep?
I'm looking at the guy.
Shep and Shane?
And I wouldn't make it...
Shane would bring up some dumb YouTube page and get all defensive over it, and that's probably what would come from.
See, I think there we go.
See,
Shep, Shane, and alcohol.
Put it on YouTube and make a channel out of it and fight about it.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. What about you guys wrestle and see who pins each other first?
I'm good on the wrestling.
You're good on the wrestling. Okay,
pass Shane that would. That's yeah, a good Shane call would, on your yeah. part.
He'd rather box.
Destroy you in wrestling.
Shane or box.
Not what's in the box. You'd rather box. Okay. What do you think the most fair matchup would be?
In a
Bernstein
fight?
And you.
Me and Bernstein?
I pitched for that a few years
you
ago,
sure did.
And so did DeCastro.
Yeah. It's a damn shame it never happened.
I mean, put the big 20-ounce pillows on. No one's going to get hurt. You wear headgear.
We couldn't hurt each other if we tried.
That's not true. That is not true.
Thank you
yeah,
for
you,
your support.
No, honestly, you catch a guy, right? You can break each other's noses and get all the faith in the world in both of you to accomplish that. Hell yeah.
Speaks trained with boxing for a little while, so he knows how to throw a punch in theory.
In theory. That's not the best place to throw him.
I'm just saying.
In an alley, how's that going to work? In theory, I can get you.
I got 09 Shep. I think 09 Shep comes out this week.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Maybe Connor. You guys used to be roommates together. Maybe some old animosity could be
Is there old animosity? I thought you guys were okay.
Yeah, we're all good.
All good?
We'll just have to create some, I guess.
I think fatherhood softened the lad a little bit.
Did it? That's good.
Fatherhood.
Something like that, yeah.
Fatherhood.
Searching for 2009 Patrick Kane this week.
All right, well, hopefully you find him.
On just the topic of fatherhood, a couple of angles here. You are making your first trip out of town since you became a dad. Have you given any thought to that yet?
Yes, I have given thought to that. It's, well, I mean, first of all, just on the, like, can I go out of town on this work trip has, you know, was a conversation and all that. And Steph was actually, she was the first one to bring it up 2 weeks ago now, I guess, that it was going to be a real possibility based on when we were getting Owen home from the hospital, because we thought there was no way it was going to happen because it was too close to the delivery date. Then he came so early that now it's in play. Yeah, it's going to be hard. I mean, when I was at Scorehouse last year, her and I talked on the phone maybe twice, but texted a decent amount. Mm-hmm. But you know what I mean? Like, we can be on vacation and away from each other and it's not a huge deal. But we were talking about, like, FaceTime every day. Got it. I want to see him. And then her mom is coming in from from Lawrence. Yeah.
Technology is very, very nice for the era when you guys are having kids.
Yeah,
right?
She was joking. He's going to be so big by the time you get back. And, you know, my mom's like, he's only a newborn for so long. Are you sure you want to go? I'm like, I want to go on this trip. It's important for work. It's important for bonding. It's important for our relationship with the baseball teams that we spend 6 months out of the year talking about. So I do really want to go. But yeah, I'm gonna miss him.
I would think so.
And there's an element of guilt about it too, leaving every of the overnight feeds on her.
This is so relatable.
And then bringing her mom in, like, there's an added element of stress, right? Your mom's going to be around all of the time, so like that's a thing. And so I'm a little nervous about it. I'm a little guilty about it.
Let me make you feel better about the guilt by letting you know how selfish I was one time, okay?
I mean, sure.
My first trip to Canada in 94, I have two little ones at home. One is three. One is almost four. One is one. And there's one on the way. And it's the heat of August. And I went to Canada to go fishing for a week. And Jack was due in a couple months.
Oof.
I came home 2 days early. I felt like such a schmuck.
Yeah, this is at least work, right? And
there you go. Justify it, baby.
That's my justification. Well, I mean,
it's good justification. And who can't make it through the day without one juicy rationalization?
Okay, but so I could use a week of paternity leave the week of Scorehouse as opposed to going out of town. I definitely could have done that.
Yes.
But there's...
Still can if you're tired of me by 6 o'clock tonight.
It's unlikely. Yeah, I did book my flight on Southwest, so I could cancel that pretty easily. But no, I look at it like I'm not going to take the 4 weeks... maybe ever, but I certainly am not going to take it all right in a row at the beginning.
Why would you not take them ever? What?
Our job is such that I can help out in the morning, come here at 12:30, and be home by 6:30. 4 weeks off is a lot of time.
I understand that, but in this business... take what you can,
I know,
when you can, while you can.
I don't get back vacation days.
Because you never know when they pull it all away from you and kick you to the curb.
I know. That's true. And listen, I don't give back vacation days. I used to.
Yes, if you have something coming to you, don't feel guilty about taking it.
So yeah, I'm taking the week of, not the week we get back from Scorehouse, I'm taking the third week of March. That'll be my second of four. Whenever Steph goes back to work, I'll probably take a week like Shep did. I think that makes sense to be helpful so that a parent is there, because we don't know exactly what we're going to be doing for childcare. And then, yeah, I'll figure it out. But it doesn't seem the most prudent thing in the world to take a week of paternity leave during one of the most fun weeks of this job of the year also.
I got you.
When she has help with her mom who's able to come in, and it's not like he's in the hospital, I obviously wouldn't be going. It's not like she's about to deliver, I obviously wouldn't be going.
Starting to sound like you should stay an extra day and play a round of golf.
I considered it. I considered it. We have no show on Friday.
What a surprise.
Yeah, I thought, no.
Why not?
I'm coming back Thursday night. As soon as we're done with the show Thursday, I'm coming back to help. I'm working, and then I'm coming back to be a dad and be a husband.
Yeah, but I'm coming back Friday early as well. Not Thursday night, but Friday. I had to lie to Patrick
because he
doesn't understand that it's not a trip for him. He loves going to Arizona to see his Uncle Mike. That's become a thing we've done every year. We've done it, I think, three consecutive marches. doesn't quite get that I'm kind of helpless with things that I would do with him with the shoulder right now. So I only miss, I think, one overnight with him next week, a usual Tuesday. I'll be back Friday night. So he just, as far as he knows, based on what his mom and I have told him, I'm going to Michigan to work for a few days, and that's why we'll miss the Tuesday night thing, because he wouldn't get it, and it would upset him.
Yeah, he would want to be in Arizona. Yeah. I imagine, even though you can rationalize that one very easily, that sucks.
It totally sucks.
Yeah, you don't want to be lying to your kids.
No. It's one of those deals where what he doesn't know won't hurt him.
Exactly, right? That's a harmless white lie.
Yeah, and he will get to Arizona as soon as my flipper is available, ready, because he likes to ride along on the golf course in the cart on those great desert mountain courses as well. So that's something we usually do when we're out there, and he enjoys it. Doesn't play, but he rides along and has a great time. And there's a lot of stuff. I can't even get in a damn hot tub with this shoulder. No hot tub. So there's no reason to go for him now.
For him. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Texters, by the way, coming in with, I work for myself, I have no paternity leave, or I do this and I have a ton of paternity leave. It's wild to me how there is no standard across industry. I was talking to someone last night at the poker event. He said at his company, 26 weeks paid maternity leave and paternity leave. Half the year. Half
Whoa.
6 months
Whoa.
Paid paternity leave.
What kind of business is it?
He works for a prominent liquor company. Yeah.
Wow.
You got a number for me?
I'm just saying. Well, Canada, it's a year.
That's two things very appealing about that job.
Yeah.
I work at a liquor company, and they give us half a year off for having kids.
Half a year for having a kid.
It is nice. Entercom is evolving. You know, they're better than most companies. 4 weeks is pretty good.
It's not bad for paternity.
Yeah, I think it's generous.
Because before, under the previous agreement, I only had two, famously. I complain about it all the time.
Yeah.
I thought about having another kid just to have 4 weeks. But, should take advantage.
There wasn't anything formal when we were having kids. It was just take a few days. Yeah, there was nothing.
Yeah.
It wasn't called paternity leave. There was not a term.
Right, some companies will, even with maternity leave, will screw you in terms of, they'll say, okay, say you get 12 weeks, but we'll only do 6 of it paid. And so then you're guilt tripping the mom, depending on the economic situation of, am I going to take my 3 months? Because it's a protected class, so you can't be fired for it under the law. But there is nothing that necessarily guarantees the income level after that certain amount of time. So it's wild just the differences of different jobs, where there's some Silicon Valley companies. A year, because they know that they want to get young people in the workforce to go there.
Right.
So, okay, you got a kid, but you qualify. You could work from home if you want, but we'll give you a full year if you need it. It's just wild to me how different it is right now.
Well, there are trade-offs. Earning power isn't what it once was.
Exactly.
And jobs are hard to find, so at least there's something that's good that's going on.
We've got Paul Sullivan coming up at 3 o'clock, the new In the Wake of the News columnist. He's been covering both camps out in Arizona, so we'll get into that coming up at 3 on the Score. Paul Sullivan in 10 minutes from spring training. He's got a column in the Trib today about John Lackey being in Cubs camp, and no one exactly knows what for. I would imagine he's just hanging out.
Show people what a badass looks like.
Hanging around.
Is he in a uniform?
He's been in a uniform. He's well-liked. Him and David Ross are tight. Him and Lester are very tight. Still knows those guys. Ross probably wants him to remind guys what it's like to play baseball with an edge, because they lacked that last year. I'm speculating, but I'd imagine he just wants to be around baseball.
Just based on face alone, I think he's one of baseball's biggest badasses in the last 20 years. Just his face might be the meanest baseball face that I can think of. Puig has got that going on for him as well, and the muscles to go with it.
The meanest baseball face.
Yeah, he has got I will kick your ass face.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not going to dispute it. I remember seeing him at a Hot Stove Cool Music.
I'm 59, okay, and arthritic and orthopedically put back together. But of guys in baseball, there's some guys who just look at, to kick my ass real quickly. That guy I would try to run away from. That guy scares me.
First name I think of, Eddie Murray.
Eddie Murray had a good
grizzled face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Were you guys hip to the show Prison Break, old Fox show, probably 10, 12 years ago? Watch that at all?
I remember it, but I didn't watch it.
There was one of the escapees was, he was in the psychiatric ward. Peter Stormare.
I think I know. Yeah, sure. That's, yes.
Yeah, we've talked about him.
Eric
from Fargo, yeah.
Yeah, Eric Kratz.
That's Eric Kratz.
That's why you called him.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He's going to have to double up if Eric Kratz and John Lackey come across each other in the movie. He's playing both roles.
Hey, is Eric Kratz in a camp? What camp is Eric Kratz in?
Because I didn't come on the Super Bowl picks because he said he was getting ready for spring training.
Oh,
that he could not miss his workout at that time.
How come you haven't shot him a text? He's your bud.
I texted him to try to come on about. I wanted to get some insight into the Astros stuff from a catcher. This was a couple of weeks ago, and he said he couldn't share his full thoughts honestly. But I thought that he was maybe auditioning for a role like in a camp, and that he wasn't.
He didn't say where he was.
I didn't ask him.
He's a Yankee.
Oh man, that's cold. Not asking him.
It's cold not asking him. We texted back and forth about a few things. He's going to get in the media when he's done playing the game. But yeah, I didn't ask where he was.
Yeah.
He took money from the Yankees last year. I guess I'm a jerk. Bad friend.
No, not still just, there. You know, I just would follow it up and saying, hey, how's it going? Are you going to catch on somewhere?
All right, well.
He wants to know you're in his corner. You're his guy.
He knows I'm in his corner. He absolutely knows I'm in his corner. Because he's the type of guy that I think would be great, but everyone would be like, why is he doing media? Because no one knows who he is. He never really had any big moment, but he played in so many different levels of baseball, so many different organizations. I think he'd be good at it.
He'd be a cult hero in Milwaukee, though. Wouldn't he?
A cult hero in Milwaukee?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the type of market that would get it, but I'm saying he
was also like, he was the, oh yeah, there's the backup catcher that happened to have a memorable fall where they came within one game of a World Series.
True, right. Baseball Yurko, beloved in Wisconsin.
There are worse things.
Yes.
There are worse things.
Bunch of guys in 40 waisted pants wanting your autograph.
Well.
It's coming from me.
I was going to say.
Well, you know, I'm only 230 this week.
How, still down?
Yeah.
Every day?
Down
are you weighing yourself every day?
I am, yes.
Look at that.
Yep. 230.4 elbows.
Do you feel different at all?
No, man.
Why is that a ridiculous thing?
One deck chair has been tossed off of a ship that hit an iceberg about 5 years ago.
Well, so you're down, I don't know, what?
10 pounds.
Yeah, like 4%? I was thinking about it percentage-wise.
4%.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I'll feel better when I get to 200.
Steady 200. Incremental progress.
I'm just saying, give yourself some credit. You can't only be satisfied by the end of the line.
You're
like
right.
When Shep's trying to run 26.2 miles,
right.
If he wasn't proud of himself when he ran 13.1 miles, then there'd be no satisfaction in the journey.
You know what? What I'm happy about, Danny, I'm getting used to life without ice cream quicker than I thought. I suffered the first 7, 8, 9 days. Now that it's 2 weeks, I'm doing fine without it. I'm okay. I'll be okay. I will not perish without my Ben and Jerry's. And in a couple months, once I get really close to target weight, I'll have a half of a pint. I'm told you can eat a half a pint of Ben and Jerry's if you want to. I've never believed this.
I'm told to believe it. They say 3 weeks is a habit. So if you can get through this tough week at Scorehouse, you might be able to kick the addiction forever.
Okay. All right. That would be good.
Scorehouse meal and intake for food, I would imagine, not going to be the healthiest week of your life.
I haven't even gotten that far in my thinking.
Right.
You're probably right about that.
We'll try to help you, though. We can be disciplined. I know Mitch is going on a Costco run.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I love eggs. And eggs are good food for me. Eggs and grain breads. That's all I need. Eggs and some nuts. Ooh.
We'll go over the top.
Macadamias, pistachios.
So you were the guy why you bought $200 worth of mixed nuts last year at Scorehouse. It was so ridiculous how many pistachios we had.
Oh, I know. My brother was the one who was lucky after all that.
Oh, because it was all left over.
Yeah, he got like 5 boxes of stuff.
It was totally ridiculous. Sully just got a tremendous honor at the Tribune. He replaced David Haugh as the In the Wake of the News sports columnist. And in his intro column, he talked about how it was still going to be majority baseball. I find that interesting, and we'll get into the big storylines at each camp with Paul Sullivan next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.